Industries. A big, hard business in a big, hard building. Thrusting into the future strongly, again and again. Pounding the future. Making the future beg for it. The future wants it, and Renham Industries wants to give it to the future. That's what it's all about. We don't want to be like a dead fly, regretting what we didn't do in our short time on this earth. So maybe it's time to make a decision.
Space. What is it? The simple answer is, we don't know.
Or at least we didn't know until now. Hello, I'm Douglas Renham, and I'm not a scientist. But I do have a better understanding of what space is than any scientist living today. Where did I gain these insights? From this man, the founder of Spaceology, Beth Gaga Shaggy. No relation to either Lady Gaga or Shaggy, is the founder of Spaceology, a religion, not a cult. In other words, when it comes to space, he's the man with his head screwed on tight. This is what he told me when I met him on holiday 2 weeks ago.
Space is invisible mind dust, and stars are but wishes.
I mean, think about that. That means every star you can see in the night sky is a wish that has come true. And they've come true because of something he calls space star ordering. Space star ordering is based on the twin scientific principles of star maths and wishy thinking. If you'd like to know more, there are thousands of Spaceology centers all over the UK.
No.
If that doesn't convince you, well then, maybe you just don't deserve to get what you want.
Ding.
Father!
Look who it is, everyone. It's only me.
Well, yeah, you could come over here. We could put on some music. I could give you a back rub, see what happens.
There's somebody at the door. There's somebody at the door. There's somebody at the door.
You want to seal the deal with a high five?
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know there was a South Korea. I'm the boss. I'm your boss.
Contrary!
I admire you, Roy. You've got the guts to stand up for what you believe in.
Wow! This music sounds like it comes from space.
Her sweet voice wakes a mighty tiger behind my fly.
Ah, Jim. I've been expecting you.
You've got spunk and balls. And I like that in a woman. Come sit on my big hand. You're crazy to pass up sex. I need your mind on the job, not thinking about sexy sex all the time. Two of them now.
Yes. Do you want me to get rid of them?
10 minutes in and you've already paid for yourself.
We went jogging, I knackered that squirrel, and the hand thing happened.
Come on, Jen! Ever feel like just having some fun?
I feel like, Know what I mean?
I'll never forget our final moments.
Help me! My husband's trying to kill me!
I want to feel like Melissa is alive just one last time.
Okay.
Here's a selection of her lingerie.
Oh.
Oh, please, please, dress as my sexy dead wife!
I didn't want it to come to this, Jen. But would you like a cup of tea?
Damn that sorcerer! 20 gold pieces and I'm wankered on Rehypnol! Pucker up, boys! It's hammer time!
can't hear you, can't you see? We're having an iPod party. Oh! I'm sorry, but you were getting hysterical.
You're gonna hate me for this, but I fancied the day off. So, I took some of the pension money out of the bank, and I lost it on a horse.
Yes!
Gambling, no. I was riding a horse and it fell out of my pocket. I would be beholden to you.
You do know that Japan have expressed concern.
What, the whole country? Conrad Black, the first rich person to go to prison in 300 years. You want me to sit on my ass all day? I think I can handle that. I don't think I've ever looked in this drawer. Wow, a gun! I wonder if it's loaded. No.
Dear Douglas, if you're reading this, it's because you found my father's old service revolver.
Hell's horses.
I did plan on using this gun to take my own life, if it ever came to it. But as you know, in the end, I jumped out of a window. I pass it on to you in the hope that if things ever get too bad, you'll be able to take the easy way out. Hopefully it won't come to it, but if it does, you must promise me that you'll shoot yourself without a moment's hesitation.
I promise, Father.
Your affectionate father, Mr. Renham.
Ah. Here we go. Take that, lollipop man. Wow. My grandfather's old service revolver. You go ahead, I'll be right there. I've just...
Then.
What are you talking about? You come in here ranting about gunshots and service revolvers. I've had enough. Get out. Go. Go to the meeting. I'll be right there. That accounts team. I had every last one of them. Gotcha, you crafty Irish bastard. Yeah, and I reckon I know where to sign on a sexual harassment settlement. Thank you. It's like being tased in the balls. Tea?
No, thank you.
Like being tased in the balls. Except painful. Anyway, if this went to court, it'd be your word against mine. And who are they going to believe? A woman or an Englishman?
Hell's teeth! But I'm not aroused, it's only cars. God damn these electric sex bands. How can that be erotic? Good God! Get me IT!
You there, computer man. Fix my pants. Pull down my trousers and do your job.
Just pull that thing there. I don't know. Fiddle about with it. Fuck off!
Play that wire.
Who are you?
Three things. I could get to like this. Just the job. Good work. Well, I'm the boss. Head honcho. El numero uno. Mr. Big. The Godfather. Lord of the Rings. The Bourne identity. Taxi driver. Jaws. I forgot the question quite a while back. Who are you again? One of my little hobbies is caricature. Sometimes I like to sketch someone as I'm talking to them.
May I?
Well, I'm not very good. I'm no Truman Capote. Whoa. Think you better check your facts there. Fictional. Who took care of the business with the giant dog that was eating everybody? Well, it wasn't Watson. Don't tell me. I suppose he was fictional too. Maybe there was no giant dog. No. I think you're playing games with me, young lady. Yes. I am a surprising man. That's right. We're going to Hull. Usually, I can't wait to get away from a woman once I've ejaculated. That's right. I totally love the bloody ass off you.
Used to be a man.
You used to be a man.
Yes!
Oh, God! I love that you used to be a man. It's your thing. You bastard. Come on, big game. See her? I'm shagging her. It's not for you, Jeb. Now you hold on a minute, sugar tits. Anyway, enough about our balls. Don't listen to her. The bitch is crazy. You broke my heart. You broke my heart. Problem solved. 5, 6, 7, 8. The thing I wanted. In my case, it was a helicopter. I drew a picture of the helicopter on a piece of paper. Then I stood with my back to space, threw the paper over my shoulder, and wished really hard. Last night, I ate a chocolate radio that still worked in my stomach. Hey, why don't you take your clothes off?
What?
Come on, we both knew it was on the cards as soon as I realized you were a woman. Victoria! But I thought you were dead! Heston, I'd like to introduce you to my wife. Come on, please break up with my vanishing car cleaning wife. I don't want to do it. It's my suit. I made it myself. Took me a few days.
Bollocks. Mr. Renham.
Yes, Your Honor.
I would ask you to refrain from using that kind of language in my courtroom.
And which word in particular do you object to, Your Honor?
You only said one.
Could you read it back?
Bollocks.
Don't read it back.
Sing, you canary. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you've heard a few things over the past few days, none of which cast me in a particularly favorable light. Stories of expensive sex tapes. Rumours of me killing my first wife.
No one's mentioned that.
You know, there's one thing I do want to say. Just one thing that I...